news with Miss Carla D.
Did we spin the wheel?
No.
We didn't spin the wheel. What is wrong with us? All right. Chris.
I actually have the wheel. It was spun previously in an undisclosed location. And we have today but in 19...
Like, wait a minute. I still like to hear it.
Okay. Are we going to pretend...
Well, that was a short wheel. Let's get a longer one. What is wrong with us today? I should say me, because I am... Oh, what year, Chris?
It's this day in 1995.
I don't have my glasses. I'm old. Okay, 95. And, okay. So we're going to go at 95, a little after the hour. Should I do my threesome?
Go ahead. While you're having your threesome, we're going out for a coffee.
No, we're all...
We don't want to see this.
No. All right. No, you don't. But you have. We've showered together. Come on. We played sports.
never picked up a ball in my life. What is he talking about?
He's talking about my ball.
I know.
Thanks for setting me up for that one. All right. So, we started this last week. We did the threesome at three. I thought it went pretty well because we had to start from Zeppelin. Who else would you start with other than Zeppelin, right? The best band ever to live. Besides the Yardbirds. But, anyways...
I do love the Yardbirds.
Me too.
Oh, man, do I ever.
Anyways, so as we do here at the Giddy Up, we go back. Bass-ackwards, pretty much. So if, rather than A to Z, we're going to Z to A. All right? And if I could, I will start us off with our threesome at three. If I can find it. I don't know what's going on.
I can find something if need be.
No, I'm all right. All right, anyways, kids, here's your threesome at three. Enjoy.
WMFO Medford.
she in, but don't forget to jump in here like.
Hope you boys and girls enjoyed your threesome. That was your threesome.
We're just getting back from Dunkin' Donuts.
What are you talking about?
We didn't want part, all right, your threesome
at three. That was Aerosmith threesome, and last week was, of course, Zeppelin. So we are going back from Z to A and starting over again. Welcome back, boys and girls. 3:16 in the afternoon. You listened to the Giddy Up with myself, the beautiful, beautiful Carla. Ah, why are you looking at him? He's a glorious titwillow. what is it? It's like, I'm sorry. It's almost 73 degrees. Believe that?
That's unbelievable.
Believe that. And Chris is wearing his Nike Cortez with his Jack Tripper shorts.
Yeah, I'm hanging out with Mrs. Roper. So what can I tell you?
I was wishing, you know, that maybe Carla would wear the Jack Tripper shorts. I don't care about the Nike Cortez or the, what do you call it, the house coat. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, but you're wearing the Chrissy Snow tank top.
That's okay.
Yeah.
My boobs are bouncing.
Oh, my.
And I'm nipping because we got the AC going.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
maybe that's why everything's so odd.
The Mr. Furley.
It's just kinda...
How come we cannot hear Miss Carl?
I don't know.
No, that's not it.
No, that
how about the volume
it.
On her? I'm going to just throw this out there.
Her volume is...
Did you turn her mic on?
No, I forgot.
Remember when you did that to me for 4 weeks straight?
I remember. It was the best 4 weeks we ever had. Our ratings went through the ceiling.
There were no complaints, no hate mail, no anthrax coming in through the mail.
So, Miss Carla, would you like to do some silly news, as we like to call it?
Yeah, we got some silly news stories.
But you must speak up. Or don't sit. I like you sitting there. Don't get me wrong. It's just.
You think I'm louder on the other side for some reason?
I don't know. Pull his microphone.
I'm telling you. I swear. I think it's the AC blowing on him. Can you hear me now?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Remember, I stopped using that mic because it was like broken or something.
Oh great! Now you tell me.
I just remembered. Carla, take this.
So welcome back, right, Carla Chris, D.
Chris, get on too.
Alrighty, so this whole segment,
how's that?
Nobody's
feel like
heard
Phil
me.
Phil Collins or something. Hey, he's too
you
on.
You feel like Phil? Well, what does that mean?
I don't know, because it's Mike. Because when he drums and sings, it's like the mic's coming from out of space.
I don't get that. Yeah. I don't understand. Is that code for something?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm trying to write a news story.
Oh, wait a minute. I did have some.
Ladies and gentlemen, wow. Please have your attention. I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
And that was even low, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was
low.
Okay. I'm sorry, Miss Carla.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Miss Carla, please, take it away.
All right. So we're going to head out to Florida, as usual, for the silly news.
Of course, because everything bad happens in Florida.
All the silly stuff happens there.
Yeah, of course it does. There's nobody normal in Florida. Oh, I'm sorry. I have relatives living there.
I do, too, actually. They're not that off, right?
Yeah.
All right.
They live on the peninsula.
We have this Florida guy who told the police.
Did I pronounce that wrong?
I don't know anymore.
You don't know anymore?
No.
Do you know any less?
I wish I had my real glasses.
See, you can't even let the woman get through her. Hey, wait, you know what she needs? Some background music.
Background music?
Yeah, why not?
All right, great.
Then you won't hear the. But you sound much better. I mean, way louder now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I think this rookie radio program is maybe taking a turn for the better.
Yes, it is.
All right. Listen to this story. We have this gentleman who told the police that his dog shot his girlfriend. His dog's
name
is...
I'm giving you background.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Dog's name is Diesel. And he fired the gun when he jumped on a nightstand, says his owner. The police asked a man how his girlfriend got shot in the leg, and he blamed the dog.
Always blame the dog, right?
Oh, how did my girlfriend get impregnated? Oh, it was a dog.
So this guy, Murphy, told the officers that him and his girlfriend, Summer, were sleeping when Diesel woke him up and wanted to go outside. So when Diesel and Murphy went back into the house, the dog leading the way into the bedroom, he says, Murphy reported that he then saw a flash and heard a bang. He told police he thinks Diesel jumped on the nightstand, causing
a gun
to fire. Murphy told police he covered Miracle's wound with a towel before calling 911. She was asleep when the bullet struck her. Miracle was treated at a hospital for injuries that did not appear to be life-threatening. No word yet whether or not charges would be filed. What do you think? You believe that?
I think that was the dog. I'm blaming the dog.
All right, how about this one? We also have an accused drunk driver doing cartwheels during a sobriety test. So drunk driving is a crime, but drunk cartwheels, we're not sure yet.
I said that earlier. Isn't that weird?
Was that?
I said you were doing naked cartwheels.
Naked drunk cartwheels, yes.
Same thing.
Outside the studio?
I said that before you got here.
Well, in my car.
Maybe you didn't.
Is that why you were late?
You probably didn't hear
no,
that.
No, I was testing you. You were probably on Funny Man products.
I see.
That we're going to sell on the website.
You were probably cartwheeling your
Funny Man exploding
up
cigars.
The stairs.
Funny Man squirting flowers. I had to make sure they were up to snuff.
No, don't even say that. It doesn't even go together. Squirting and snuff. And
oh, jeez.
It doesn't.
Let's get back to the silly news, shall we?
Oh, this isn't.
would you do this to Natalie Jacobson? Come on.
I do a lot to Natalie Jacobson.
Oh, I think she's dead. Mind.
No, she's not. She's next to Al Green. I'm sorry, Al Green, if you're not dead. I love you.
I'm sorry, Natalie Jacobson, if you're not dead. I think she is.
Please stop it.
Hold on.
All right. Let her do the news. Let her do the silly news. What's wrong with you?
Are you two finished?
No, never.
All right. It's no stretch to say that a field sobriety test is not the best place to show off your gymnastic skills. But this 23-year-old New Mexico woman was arrested Friday night on DWI charges.
Excuse me? What?
DWI. Yeah, I was going to say DWI because I'm so used to saying that, but DWI charges after she kept doing cartwheels even after Albuquerque cops told her to stop. Then all of this was caught
on
camera.
Nobody listens to Albuquerque cops.
Anymore.
Yeah, just laugh and keep going.
Sadly, seriously.
Albuquerque.
Oh my God. So early Friday evening, officers got reports
of
a black
Volkswagen.
All right, I'm just going to go grab coffee.
you look like a dictator, like Mussolini with all those microphones in front of you. Looks like you're shouting to the masses.
Like, you're not loud enough. You need two microphones.
You're shouting to the masses.
You definitely need two microphones against us boobs.
And you still can't hear me. And,
right?
Through all the laughing. It's all good.
Through the laughter. Children's laughter.
It's the best medicine.
Early Friday evening, officers get reports of a black Volkswagen sedan driving recklessly. They discovered
Brielle. Sure wasn't a van?
It was Wally Coyote.
Volkswagen.
Her name's Brielle. Passed out behind the wheel in a vehicle matching that description in the same area. The sedan was parked partially in a roadway and in the driveway to a trailer park, according to Department
of trailer park.
That's shocking.
Marshall woke
it wasn't
up.
It wasn't a cul-de-sac?
Oh, my God. That is very inappropriate, Christopher.
Yes, it was.
Cul-de-sac story?
No, the whole trailer
Chris,
thing.
Chris, I have something for you.
Right now?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to get through life.
Hey, I'm not stupid.
And continue. Oh, that is true.
Alrighty. So this girl woke up when officers started speaking to her and asked her to get out of the vehicle. Officers said she seemed extremely intoxicated, kept stumbling, and smelled of alcohol. She also had a difficult time listening to the officers' commands. Really, Polly?
I'm sorry, that wasn't me that time.
Apparently it was. When the DWI officer gave her instructions on how to complete the standardized field sobriety test, Marshall responded by doing cartwheels in front of the officers. There is a video showing her performing the cartwheel.
There's a video?
At least two times, falling to the ground at least once, and giggling throughout the whole encounter, much like you two, buffoons.
We are buffoons.
You two buffoons. I've had it with your chicanery.
Who says that?
Oh my gosh.
What are we living in the 20s now?
In 3 years we will be.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
I think these stories are not as interesting as you two. We should just let you guys keep talking.
Sorry, go on.
And begin.
Once again.
Continue.
For the seventh time. After Marshall struck the officer during her last cartwheel, the officer's patience ran out.
This is your last cartwheel, Susie!
Marshall was charged with battery, aggravated DWI, and for an expired license plate.
We're not even doing anything. We're both looking away.
Oh my God, these two can't stop laughing. Chris has his head on the desk. Polly's eyes are closed from laughing so hard. All right, here's my last funny story, and this is kind of gross.
All right.
Two women.
We love gross.
No.
Gross and two women.
I don't know about this kind of gross. Two women trying to sneak 13 pounds of horse genitals into the U.S.
What are you
Okay.
You get your horse genitals out of here.
That's one treatment that doesn't seem like a treat. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials at Washington International Airport stopped 13 pounds of horse genitals from being smuggled into the country last month. The equine sex organ smuggling was attempted by two women traveling from Mongolia. As custom officials had them go through a routine agriculture inspection.
There's nothing like Mongolian horse genitals.
Did you have Mongolian beef for dinner 2 weeks ago?
For real?
Actually, I did.
Oh, why?
And that was at... because we didn't want to go to Portobello's.
We didn't know there's so much food for them. We had to go there lubed up because we didn't know if we could get a drink or not.
Oh my goodness, you guys.
So he had his Mongolian horse penis.
No, we didn't.
Oh my god.
It was served with a lovely sauce.
No, that was just you peeing next to me in the bathroom.
Oh my. Okay. So, the horse genitals were only part of the package.
Do you have to keep saying horse genitals?
These women attempted to smuggle 42 pounds of horse meat and 3 liters of yak
milk. That's even worse, horse meat.
3 liters of yak blood?
Yak milk.
Yak milk.
Yes. U.S. Customs officials found the 42 pounds. 13 pounds of those were horse genitals concealed inside juice containers. So horse meat is prohibited from entering the United States unless accompanied by an official government certification from the country or government where it originated. Otherwise, it's considered unknown ruminant meat and seized to prevent the spread of foot and mouth disease, according to the release.
Well, I don't think it's the foot and mouth you're worried about.
Yeah, well.
They were smuggling.
Oh, my. Customs and Border Protection takes no pleasure in seizing and destroying travelers' food products.
No.
It's a foot.
Women were brought in. The horse genitals and other products were not arrested, but the products were incinerated.
Do we have a picture?
You know, we do.
Oh!
It's pretty gross.
Miss Carla, thank you for the news, but I mean, we thought we were bad.
I like her doing the news better.
I do as well, I guess. It all depends, you know, what barn you're from.
It all depends if anyone can hear me over the laughter.
Oh, we can hear you.
They can hear you.
Man. So quickly, a little sports for you kids.
We're going to do sports shorts?
Yeah, short sports for your shorts. All right, so...
What? Pocket pool? What?
Reigning pocket pool champion, Malden's Paul Arthur... What? So, you know, as we see that, you know, it's in the 70s today, so one must be ready for baseball. Red Sox did open the Grapefruit League play today versus the Mets. Henry Owens is the starting pitcher, and currently the Mets are up 3-0. In hockey, the Bruins are now 4-1 under coach Bruce Cassidy, winning last night versus the LA Kings 4-1. Also, the Celtics did nothing, absolutely nothing, as Danny Ainge could not pull off a blockbuster trade with that glut of draft picks that they've accumulated over the past few years. So basically, he thinks this team is good enough to win a championship. And lastly, your Super Bowl champion, Patriots. Martellus Bennett has decided to pursue free agency.
Really?
And, yep.
Oh. He has to. They can't afford to pay both of them.
Wow.
Well, they did last year, but they could.
They can't. Because of Gronk. They can't afford to pay
Gronk's cap is only $5 million next year.
Well.
He has a backloaded contract, which means that the following year they're going to renegotiate that.
Right, this is for another program.
That's for another show we'll do.
No, I just paid $90 for his jersey for my son.
So you know you could...
Oh, boy.
If he's not on the team next year, you know you can bring it back and they give you like a discount and you can get another jersey. That. Yeah.
No, they'll laugh at you like the way
me. Yeah. It's all good. I don't care.
You got to stop buying those jerseys first. Hernandez.
Now this guy.
He really went there. He really did. Is that your sports short?
Then that is what we have today in sports.
All right. Well, it's 3:33 in the afternoon, boys and girls. 72, almost 73 degrees in the beautiful state of Medford. You listen to the Giddy Up, or you listen to a couple of idiots, and Kala, who is actually the only one doing the right thing on the program. Would you like to take us out real quick, and we'll come back with some
rock and a roll? Yeah, sure. You are listening.
Yeah, rock. Rock and a roll?
Rock is and a, or roll.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, which would you like, rock or the roll?
You know what? You decide. You're the gourmet around here, Eddie.
All right.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO. This is the Giddy Up from beautiful historic Medford.
All right, kids. We'll be right back if we can stop rolling.
WMFO Medford.
Alright, boys and girls, welcome back. I'm sorry to be so abrupt.
Yeah, please.
We were, you know, we get to talking in between, you know, what would you call it?
What was that?
I have no...
Aflac! I don't know what that was.
That's what that was. Excuse us, we've been a little disheveled.
Yeah.
Today. Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls.
Ever shoveled.
342. And it is 72 degrees here in the beautiful state of Medford, Massachusetts, on the beautiful campus of Tufts. Yes. Anyways, as I said, what are we going to do now, Chris? We spun the wheel earlier.
Yeah, we landed on this day in 1985.
85.
I'm sorry, 95.
I was going to say,
lost
wait a
10
minute.
Years.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, I have.
You know what the thing was, too? That was the year I lost my virginity.
Oh, yeah.
95.
I was there.
he was the one.
All right, Kyla, let's not get crazy now, all right?
Oh, it's okay for you two.
No, he was the one holding the camera. I know we're filthy, aren't we? Okay, Christopher, take it away and let us know what the top 20 or 10
and back
is. You,
then, you had the big video cassettes and
oh my.
You had a... Yeah. Yep.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I wasn't, you know. And the interesting thing was somehow we got Martin Scorsese to direct. I don't know.
Which was nice. Yes. It was called Raging Polly.
It was all in black and white and slow motion.
It wasn't slow motion, it was just the way I move.
Beautiful, glorious. If you haven't seen it, go to your local video store. Okay, so back this day, this week, since we're a weekly show.
There's no local video stores anymore.
Redbox.
Oh.
I was going to say something, but I just shut the blank
up. We don't even need to say anything after that.
So it was her problem afterwards.
Yeah, just knock on the door telling Polly sent you at the Redbox.
Get your mammograms and papalatos. And number 10 from their album. Never mind.
What? Anything?
Oh, screw. We just played the number one song.
Get no, them. Go through.
It's not working.
It's not working.
This is the second time this happened.
Oh, my good Lord. So today, what is wrong with today?
At number 9, we have. Oh, screw it. I don't know what's going on here. All right, so I'm going to go 1 to 10.
Christopher, are you plugged in?
I am plugged in. It's the interface isn't working. I don't know what's going on. All right, I'm just going to read them off. And then
when
we'll
I was interface
one.
Last night, it was working.
All right, number 10, Black Crowes with High-Headed Blues. Number 9.
No, he's...
Hey, giddy up, favorite. It's Got Me Wrong by Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Probably one of the last songs we heard from this band. It is Simple Minds, which She Is a River. She's a river. Number 7, R.E.M. from their album Monster. And this is something that they wrote for Polly. It's called Bang and Blame. Bridge by Queensryche at number 6. Number 5, Gel. I think it's that first single from that Collective Soul album. Gel by
Gel.
Collective Soul.
Yep. Actually, that was in the Jerky Boys movie.
Yes, it
which
was.
I'm good friends with Johnny B, mm-hmm. and he will be on the show.
He will.
Very soon.
Johnny B is also a prominent voice on Family Guy.
Family Guy, that's yeah. right.
Don't Tell Me what Love Can Do by Van Halen from the Balance album. At number 3, Green Day, When I Come Around. Number 2, Tom Petty.
This is a very sexual chart.
Yeah, well, number 2, Tom Petty. You Wreck Me. And Polly, would you like to share with the kids
and
what's
the
number 1?
The number 1 song from 1995 is my theme song, I believe. So it is Better Man by Pearl Jam. We're going to play this through. And hopefully we'll be back. Unless they shut us off the air.
This vaudeville, they're
going to come back. We'll be back to say our goodbyes, boys and girls.
Watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock. It's got to stop till we're take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love with him. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Oh.
Can't find a better man.
All right. That was Better Man by Pearl Jam, the number one song from 1995, correct?
On this week.
Are you dinging over there?
I ain't dinging.
That's okay.
I'm donging.
Okay. This will never stop. Anyways, welcome back to the show, boys and girls. We're going to say our goodbyes because it's, about 9 minutes. Actually, 9.5 minutes.
Nine and a half.
I know. Anyways. real quick, this weekend, tonight is going to be great. It's going to be nice and, warm. But tomorrow, chance of some showers. But speaking of showers tomorrow night, I will be at Papa's restaurant.
He's going to shower them with great music.
I don't even want to get into it. But tomorrow night, Papa's on Highland Ave in Malden. Nice. I will be DJing some of your old school dance music, as well as Miss Carla over here plays, DJ Carla. I'll be there my first night there. So if you guys come out, I would really appreciate it.
Awesome.
And support me. That'd be awesome. And you don't have to worry about, any gang music. You just come out, kick off your shoes, take your pants off. I don't care. Just you will listen to some really great dance music, okay? And that starts at 8:30. And I am going to start with Mr. Chris, our funny man, the glorious tit wallow, and to say his goodbye. Oh, and Sunday is going to be beautiful as well.
Yeah.
So.
Right
on. So we have a really good, great weekend weather-wise coming up. So what would you like to say, sir?
Yeah, just enjoy the rest of this glorious day. Make the best of it. Go see Pauly B at Papa's tomorrow. Not Papagino's, which, by the way, Eric, I do not work there.
but he will be there with his Papagino shirt on.
I might. You know what? If you see me, I will autograph whatever you want. I won't give you the finger as usual. So there you go. Buy me a scotch.
There you go.
Buy me two.
We'll buy...
You buy me two. Third one's free.
10 scotches.
So once again, just thanks everyone. We're here because you folks listen, and thank you for tuning in. As I always like to say, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can.
Thank you, Christopher. And Miss Carla.
Miss Carla is just sitting here. Taking it all in.
There's a lot to take in when it comes to...
She's calling her lawyer to get out of this.
To us. Yeah.
Never. You guys are great. So definitely have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the weather. Hopefully spring is right around the corner. No more snow, let's hope. All right?
Well, I don't know about that, but... I'm no meteorologist, but... Anyways, kids, thank you very much for listening to the Giddy Up, of course, every week. If it wasn't for you, we would not be here. And I know it's the same thing, the same spiel, but it we really mean it. We love you guys. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Be safe. And as I always say, stay Boston strong. Always be a rock and never roll. We're going to take a 166-hour break. I am not. Because I'll be at Papa's tomorrow night.
Get out there and go see Polly.
Yes,
great
thank
music.
You. Thank you, Miss Carla. So if you guys can come out, that'd be great. Otherwise, have a great, great weekend. We'll see you.
In the road, time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories. skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. From the cold, just when I was low, feeling short of stable. All that she intends, and all she keeps inside is in on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take before?